chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their weddings, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it, last June 2019.
All your favorite little shows. June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room. Go to Pride48.com for more information. Big Fatty, I think that went really well. Totally original, that's for sure.
Today is Thursday, May 23rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the personal journal of me. And so this is my, I don't even know how many in a row this is. Let me just fade out that music. But I am doing it from, I should just leave the music going on, right? But I am doing it from the studio again. And I muted it to move the microphone and then I unmuted it too quickly. And then I heard my microphone arm make a little noise. Anyway, recording. Well, this is my fourth day this week, but I'm definitely recording. I don't know how many I've done in a row now, so we'll just leave that alone. But I recorded really late last night and so I don't have anything really to report from last night other than, basically I went downstairs, edited the show while we watched, I believe we watched this show called The Kids Are All Right. And actually, I really like that show. Like, it's about a family in the 70s, I'm going to say, that it's a mom and a dad, and they have, I don't know how many boys, they have like five or six boys. And I find the lady who plays the mom to be incredibly funny. I think she's really funny. She's my favorite. The only thing the one thing that kind of bothers me about the show is the oldest son, for some reason, they put him in a wig. And I mean, they don't say it's a wig on the show, but I mean, it is the first time that in a TV show, I have obviously seen a guy and known he was wearing a wig. And like when he, at the first of the season, he had long hair. And so it was obvious that they put on the wig because he probably has short hair in real life. And I haven't looked up the actor, but he probably has short hair in real life. And then, they wanted him to have long hair. So they put this wig on him. Horrible wig. I mean, it looks like they bought the wig at Family Dollar or something. I mean, it was not good. Well, then in one of the, around the middle of the season, he got his hair cut. And even with his cut hair, they put a different wig on him that's just a shorter wig. And they're so obviously wigs that it's like, oh my God, why? Why are they doing wigs? It's ridiculous. Or at least if they're going to do a wig, like why are they doing such a horrible wig, right? I mean, I don't know why that is. So anyway, I watched that. It was canceled, so it only got one season. And, so I was a little bit irritated about that because I don't know if you guys do this, but I may have mentioned this before, but I have this website that I go to called tvbythenumbers.com, and they have a renew cancel index. And so every year I follow along every week and look at the list of shows on ABC, CBS, Fox, CW, etc., NBC, and they have predictions as they go through the season to determine like what they think is going to be renewed or canceled. And then at the end of the season, they also have a write-up where they actually tell, okay, here are the ones that were actually renewed, here are the ones that were actually canceled, etc. I think it's just to emotionally prepare myself because I get invested in a television show and then I really want to know if it's going to be canceled because then I can prepare myself. Okay, you know, kind of start backing away from the show. Don't get too emotionally invested so that you're not totally disappointed when it gets canceled. And one of the shows that I'm always really worried about is Madam Secretary because I really like government shows. Like I loved West Wing. I love Madam Secretary. You know, any shows like that where it's, you know, a fake look into politics. I mean, obviously it's not real, but it's probably how you imagine that politics should be. I liked Scandal, which I hope politics is not really like Scandal. But every year I'm afraid Madam Secretary is going to get canceled because the reviews have not been very good. So finally this year, it didn't get canceled. It got renewed. But they just for me, CBS decided to renew it for a final season. And that is my preference. When a show is going to end, they should tell you, okay, we're renewing the show, but that's going to be the final season. That way you have the entire season to emotionally prepare yourself and get ready, you know, that the show's going to be going off the air. So I was, you know, even though it's gone a good 6 or 7 seasons, I don't know exactly how many seasons, but it got a good run. But I'm just really happy that they renewed it one more time and then they let us know, hey, by the way, everyone start divesting yourself from this show. This is going to be the last season. I love Taya Leone as the Secretary of State. I think she's fantastic. And I just think it's a really good show. Anyway, so I watched TV. I edited the last night's show and we went to bed. And then today I worked and I feel like I know I was saying I've been really stressed at work, but I feel like today I had a turning point at which I got really organized. We had a meeting. I had a meeting with all of my resources, came up with a really organized plan and like, okay, here's how we're going to handle X, Y, and Z. Et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like I'm starting to get my feet under me again after this transition has happened. And I'm hoping that things, you know, progress the way I want them to progress. But so I'm starting to feel a little bit better about that. We'll see, though, because I really have to do well this year if I want to get a good review, because my review, I'm used to getting when I was in QA. My reviews would always be exceeds expectations. So we have like a 1 to 5 scale and superb is 5 and then exceeds is 4, meets is 3. I don't remember. I've never gotten 1 or 2. So I like 2 is partially meets and then 1 is pack your bags. I don't know. But I've always either gotten exceeds or superb when I was in QA. And when I made this move to being considered an actual developer, my first review and I got a meets expectation. That was last year. And I was like, okay, you know, my excuse is this is the first year I've been judged against developers and, you know, not being a developer. And so, you know, I'm going to let it slide this time. I'm not going to be too concerned. But if I don't do well this year, I may actually get below meets because he's expecting more because this is my second year in this role. And it's more than just a developer role because the product that we're working on, I'm basically the technical lead for the entire product. So I feel like my manager is going to judge me based on how many new customers we gain for our product and how stable the product is and yada, 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 all this stuff. And, you know, because I lost half of my team and my boss is not providing any budget right now to replace those folks that I lost, it makes it even harder to keep the product stable, add new features, gain more customers, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. But and hopefully he is going to provide more budget maybe in the third quarter or so. Maybe we can add more resources then. So anyway, I felt a little bit better today. Went to work, went to the gym afterwards, and then cooked dinner. And I used a sous vide again, and I just made a chicken breast. But any meat I found is better. It is definitely easier to get meat right in the sous vide. And so I... I actually vacuum sealed the chicken breast during when I came home for lunch. And then I had Mark put them in. I turned on the sous vide so it could warm up. And then when he got off work, he put the bags in the sous vide. And then we went to the gym. And the chicken sous vide at like 148 degrees for 2 hours. And then I pan sear it in a really hot pan after I take it out. And I put a little bit of butter with garlic and ginger and then just spoon the butter over the chicken. It was pretty good. It's the same thing I do for steak, except with steak I normally add rosemary or something like that. And then I've been really nostalgic for canned corn recently. I don't know why. So we had, I mean, I just think that was one of the staple items when I was growing up is like canned corn. So I made canned corn and I also made roasted asparagus and rice. And so that was our dinner tonight. And then as immediately after the first time I peed after eating, and I have asparagus pee. Anyway, I fixed and I watched a bunch more YouTube videos on camera lenses, and I think I've narrowed it down a little bit more. There are three different lenses that seem to be recommended for photography. Sorry, for landscape photography, which is what, you know, which is what I'll be doing in Alaska, is mostly landscapes. And it's either a 16 to 35, a 24 to 70, and a 70 to 200. And for your f-stops, or your focal, I don't know what it's called, you want a 4, but you really want like a 2.8 or a 1.2, depending on what you want to spend. So I'm still trying to figure that out, but hopefully I'll figure it out soon so I can buy something. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And don't forget to go sign up for the Pride 48 June event. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.